degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in this morning, a plane has crashed in northwest India. It was on its way to Gatwick Airport in London. Hundreds of people on board. Smoke can be seen billowing from the crash site in a residential area in the town of Ahmedabad. Still waiting for more information at this hour. Across the U.S., protests over mass arrests of immigrants in ICE raids. It's a sound in San Antonio, Texas. ABC's Maria Riavial has been talking with the mayor.
He says there has been absolutely no coordination between the state, the governor's office, the National Guard, and his local leadership or his office. But he also says that is not a surprise. He actually talked about the alignment between Governor Abbott and the president, basically saying that when it comes to immigration, they are on the same path here.
Governor Abbott has mobilized the National Guard in Texas. The State Department ordering a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad as Iran vows to strike military bases in the region. This is ABC News. It's back to work today for the New York jury in the retrial of movie maker Harvey Weinstein on sex assault charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky says they split on two of the charges, but still have one more to decide.
The third and most serious count that Harvey Weinstein faces, accusing him of raping an aspiring actress named Jessica Mann. She put out a statement talking about how hard it was for her to testify initially 5 years ago. Harder still to do it for a second time, almost maybe willing the jury to come back with a verdict that would affirm Harvey Weinstein did indeed rape her back in 2006.
The entire board that decides the prestigious Fulbright scholarship has resigned, accusing the Trump administration of interference. The music world losing a legend. Fred Wilson, founding member of the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
For today, the forecast calls for mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, a high of 75. East winds around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of a few showers, and a low of 55. Friday, variable clouds, a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a high of 79. Saturday, mostly cloudy with some peaks of sunshine, isolated light showers, and 79. South to southeast winds right now are at 2 miles per hour. We did pick up a couple of 1/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. Right now at WRCO, after an earlier reading of 58, it is 59 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 12th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Ah! start the day in a positive way. That was Hoyt Axton and A Rusty Old Halo. Hello there, kids. It's time for us to get together again with the old Light in the Milk House show. Some chore doing music, and we lead toward regular features here from WRCO Radio. Later on, we'll be on hand in the big town of Madison for WIAA softball. Hank and I will be leaving around the corner here and heading on down the road to see what kind of mischief we can get into today, and hopefully we can bring the Ithaca Bulldogs a win back to the airwaves today as they take on Belmont at 9 o'clock this morning. A little bit of a thunder and a lightning, mostly some wind last night that rolled in. We did pick up a couple of 100ths of an inch. This morning, we also have the mention of showers in the forecast, scattered showers likely today. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll let you know if it does change anything, any of the scheduled outdoor events for today, including that softball in Madison. But now let's start the chores as we get set. This is Ronnie Millsap.
At 5 o'clock, she knows I'll soon be home. She don't worry about me running round. 'Cause all of my good times are waiting right there for me. And she knows where I'll be when the sun goes down. I'm a standby my woman man. Our world turns around a little gold band. And love leads us through life hand in hand. Beside her, 'cause I'm not just her lover, I'm her friend. Our love keeps getting better, and I'll gladly spend forever standing by the woman who stands by her man.
Makes my collar get too tight, I start to burn the Don't pick away on the old banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times to come. My rooster used to chase the hens, he just kept getting thinner, till he run himself to death, so I brought him in for dinner. Cotton crops are mighty poor and weeds are already growing. Need a woman pretty bad to help me with the hoeing. So pick away on the old banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better time to come. Hunting manual labor. I told him I haven't seen the guy. Why don't he ask my neighbor? So come on, boys, and get your gals and keep your heels up higher. Don't let no one steal your gal, just hold her a little tighter. So pick away on your banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times to come. There's better times to come.
Jim and Jesse and the whole gang of Virginia boys right there. And there's better times a-coming. 5:14 the time. Good morning. Right now, WRCO are at 59 degrees. Today is Thursday, June 12th. And we look out at a few things going on today and in the next few days here. Of course, first and foremost, the rodeo getting underway with some events going on this evening and through the weekend as well. And actually, after we get through today, you know, I think it looks pretty good for rodeo weather this weekend, especially as we get a little deeper into the weekend and into Saturday and Sunday's activities for sure. But speaking of which, I know the gang is ready to go. They got all kinds of vim and vigor. They're at the fairgrounds already this morning, getting ready for a big day. So we think maybe we can perk them up a little bit. We'll play a little Chris Ledoux and give them some extra horsepower today on the Milk House Show.
I was born in a hurry, but there wasn't any place to go. Nowhere fast seemed better than nowhere slow. I never really got the hang of hanging around. When you get down to it, I guess I always knew it. What it is that makes my world go round. It's a matter of horsepower, for 8 seconds or miles an hour. That's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Yeah, big four-legged, fuel injected, running wild, radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower. Better from ahead than it looks behind. I got a need for speed, and I don't mean the drugstore kind. Some people like a life that barely moves at all. I say more power to them, then I fly right through till it slows down to a crawl. Then I think about horsepower for 8 seconds or miles an hour. That's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Yeah, big four-legged, fuel injected, running wild, radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower. Seconds or miles an hour. That's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Running wild, a radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower.
Chris Ledoux on the old Light in the Milk Cow show for me and you. All right, well, some other reminders today. A family thrift shop board meeting will be held today at 1 at the Park Street Christian Church. Please use the Seminary Street entrance. Also, Tech Help is available coming up today from 2 until 4 at the Lone Rock Community Library. You can get assistance with your devices or computers. Walk-ins are welcome. There is no charge for this service. And ADRC and Simon's Recreation Complex 3rd Annual 3K 5K Wellness Stride will be held today. For more information, call Simon's Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522. Finish your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Plus molding, stairs, baseboards, crown, and columns are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the building materials team for Western Building Products millwork at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American. Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday at the state softball tournament, Kaukauna was a winner against Sun Prairie East 9-1. Hamilton 3-0 over Oregon. Kenosha Bradford beat Cedarburg 10-0. And DC Everest was a winner 1-0 last night over Watertown. Games today at 9, Belmont and Ithaca, followed by Almond Bancroft and Thorpe. And then the Division IV semis this afternoon, Pacelli and McDonald Central Catholic and Mishicot and Mineral Point will play. Spencer Schwellenbach pitched his first career complete game. Michael Harris II and Ronald Acuna Jr. each hit a two-run home run, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-2. Atlanta took 2 of 3 at Milwaukee. The Brewers move on with some action coming up in the opener of a 4-game series against the visiting St. Louis Cardinals, getting underway later today. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to Philadelphia 7-2, Pittsburgh 5, Miami 2, the Dodgers 5-2 over San Diego, Mets 5, Washington nothing, San Francisco 10-7 over Colorado. In the American League, the LA Angels got the win against the Athletics 6-5, Baltimore 10, Detroit 1, Boston 4-3 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota 6, and Texas 2. The Yankees 6-3 over Kansas City, and Houston was a winner against the White Sox 10-2. Interleague play, Cleveland 11 and Cincinnati 2, Toronto 5-2 over St. Louis, and Arizona beat Seattle 5-2. From the NBA playoffs, Indiana got the win over Oklahoma City 116-107.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
521 Aerobic Polka Power is sponsored by and supported by and powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, here we go. Aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a...
Thank you.
Well, my goodness, there you go. The Pennsylvania Polka. That was the Green Hill Polka Band here on WRCO. Good for all of your polka needs on a Thursday, June 12th. 59 degrees in RC. Here's David Lee Murphy.
I just dropped $5 in a jukebox, baby. And sold on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, honey, gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just a one way to go. Out with a bang, kicking up dust, honey, tonight I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain, honey, tonight I'm a hurricane. Out with a bang. I don't change the road I'm on. But me, I know just where I'm going. I don't have to be told. They say living fast, it just won't last. But that don't bother me. 'Cause when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. See me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Oh, yes. A classic from Porter Wagoner on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. The green, green grass of home. It is green and growing. We're getting a little bit of light precip this morning, a little bit of light sprinkle activity. And right now we're at 59 degrees. That is up one from the overnight low at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A big decision impacting biofuels, and the Ag Secretary defends USDA cuts. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary says her agency's restructuring is not hurting farmers. Brooke Rollins told the House Ag Committee Wednesday the agency is still able to serve the needs of farmers.
No one has been fired. There were 15,000 USDA employees who took the deferred resignation, but no one was fired. In a normal year, we'll have 8,000 to 10,000 attrition rate.
Ranking Member Angie Craig from Minnesota says that's not what she's hearing from farmers in her district.
If you had reviewed this, you would have made sure that folks who are trying to stop bird flu in our country weren't allowed to retire.
Rollins says the agency remains committed to serving American farmers and ranchers. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent did not share details about the U.S. and China trade framework as he met with the House Ways and Means Committee Wednesday. In his testimony, Bessent said China needs to be a reliable partner in trade negotiations. When lawmakers asked if China is a reliable trading partner, Bessent said,
I think we will see.
It remains unclear about how ag is included in the U.S. and China trade framework. Bessent will meet with the Senate Finance Committee today. Wisconsin's FFA executive director says young people are more prepared for the workforce after being involved in ag education. Cheryl Zimmerman tells Brownfield, not every FFA member comes from a farm, and FFA gives many students their first exposure to ag careers.
There's so many careers involved in agriculture that's what our teachers are doing. They're exposing our students to all these opportunities, and even if they don't go into an agricultural career, just, again, helping them understand the importance of the ag industry to our society.
Zimmerman says along with agricultural knowledge, FFA teaches the leadership and teamwork skills all employers are looking for.
We know that the ag industry needs people. We know that. And so when they go out there and employers are able to see that they were part of FFA, I say that gives them a cutting edge because they know what kind of training and experience they had.
She encourages students and their parents to ask about their school's ag education and FFA opportunities as early as middle school, because they will probably find interesting opportunities they didn't know FFA could provide. An Iowa bill that would have put new restrictions on carbon pipelines has been vetoed by Governor Kim Reynolds. Monty Shaw, executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, tells Brownfield, the governor's veto is a milestone win for the state's biofuels industry.
We stand ready to work with people who want to improve the system but not kill the carbon capture projects.
House File 639 aimed to restrict the use of eminent domain for carbon pipelines. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business Wednesday. Live deals in the South range from $238 to $240, which is $8 to $10 higher than the previous week's business. There was a light round of business on Tuesday as well. Live deals in Texas then were marked at $235. That was $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. At the Beaver Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers were $3 to $6 higher. Feeder steers and heifers weighing more than 1,000 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. The USDA says quality was average to attractive. Demand out of the north remained strong. Medium and large one feeder steers, 800 to 848 pounds, brought $308 to $320. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 811 to 839 pounds, brought $291.50 to $293.75. Box beef closed sharply higher and higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $3 at $374.76. Select was 91 cents higher at $360.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 110,000 head, down 11,000 on the weekend, down more than 11,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. The cash hog market has been finding some support in the recent uptick in demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, and with the reported positive news out of those trade talks with China, that could bolster business even more. Domestic demand has found some strength with the return of the summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.49 with a weighted average of $107.33. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.07 with a weighted average of $107.25, and the Western Corn Belt closed $1.53 higher with a weighted average of $107.74. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $2.20 at $113.08. Hams and bellies were both sharply higher. Picnics and butts were also higher. Ribs and loins were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting on widespread direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Direct cattle trade was light Wednesday at 235 to 240 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down, watching the weather and waiting for Thursday's USDA numbers. July beans were 70 and a quarter lower at 1050 and a half. August was down 4 at 1045 and a half. July corn was 1 3/4 lower at 437. September was down a quarter at 425 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for widespread direct business. August live was down 17 at 218.02, and October was 62 lower at 215.02. August feeders were down $2.07, 311.07. And hogs were mostly higher with cash and wholesale support. July lean was up 65 at 108.85. August was up 40 cents at 110.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
A substitute farmer program in France, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In parts of France, farmers can enroll in a program where if they get hurt, sick, or just need a little time off, the program sends in a capable substitute. Agnès Papon's husband was injured badly enough not to be able to work.
The occupational health doctor who consulted my husband told him is that he was doing the work of three people, and that clearly if you're doing the work of three people, you can't carry it on. So we were faced with this dilemma, how to go forward, and the replacement service stepped in and basically allowed us to save the farm.
Papon also serves on the board of directors for the organization called Service de Replacement, pardon the Americanized pronunciation, which has 67,000 farmer members, 16,000 potential replacements, and makes about 300 replacements each year.
Having a replacement service that you can just call on and say, look, we're facing a disaster, is an enormous mental health benefit. In France, every other day a farmer commits suicide. And so the ability of a farmer to say before they hit the wall that they need help is close to nil. And the need to be able to ask for help is obviously great.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Research shows high oleic soybeans can improve milk production by about 10 pounds per cow. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dr. Adam Locke with Michigan State University says cows make milk fat in two ways, with acetate and butyrate, and also with preformed fatty acids primarily found in the cow's diet.
If we increase the oleic acid content of fatty acid supplements, if we drop the palmitic, increase the oleic acid, we can see some very nice improvements in milk components and milk production, particularly in higher producing cows.
Locke says the study compared roasted and ground high oleic soybeans and raw ground beans, and there was a clear difference.
We can see some benefits in milk and milk components with the raw, but hopefully it's quite clear here. I think the roasted is the way forward with the high oleic soybeans.
Locke says the income over feed cost also improved as the cows produced more and ate 8.8 kilograms less feed per day while actually gaining body weight. Dr. Adam Locke made his comments during a recent educational webinar presented by Balchem. The first alfalfa harvest of the season has gone smoothly in Minnesota. Extension crops educator Dave Nicolai says there's been quality and quantity.
I don't see much in the bloom, but that pre-bud to bud stage is right on.
So that with the moisture requirement in the area has been 2.5 inches. So that really has helped the alfalfa continue to grow.
Nikolai said the first cutting will help mitigate some alfalfa weevil pressure that's been reported this spring as well. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except butter Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.75 cents, 56.5. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents to 186. Barrels went down 0.5 cents to 185.5. Butter up 2.5 cents at 253 with 35 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk remained unchanged at 126.5. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Today's forecast includes some rain, a scattered shower likely through the day, a high of 75, mostly cloudy and a 50% chance of a few showers tonight and a low of 55, Friday a 40% chance of spotty showers and a high of 79. Right now, northeast winds at 2, a trace of precipitation since midnight. Right now, we're at 59, up 1 from the overnight low. This is the Light in the Milk House Show.
She's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose, and heaven knows. Go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Town.
Foster and Lloyd on WRCO Radio. Good luck to the Ithaca Bulldogs. They'll be doing battle later today. In fact, the Ithaca Spectator bus will leave the school this morning around 7 o'clock. So we'll see all the folks down there. And the Hank Bray Spectator bus will be leaving soon. That's a private thing. In fact, I don't believe there's anything like you don't get peanuts or water or anything like that, because it's hard to eat and drink when you're bouncing around in the back of Hank's truck. Anyway. G. Rice on the Mel Cow Show. Tony's weather is coming up.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Shop the summer project sale this week at All American Do It Center. Father's Day is this Sunday, and we have just the thing for him. Milwaukee Flex Fit hats in black or red, just $19.97. Or get Milwaukee t-shirts for $29.99. Save $70 and enjoy time outside around a 30-inch steel round fire pit for just $159.99. Or save $50 on a channel lock 63-piece socket set, now just $69.99. Shop the summer project sale at All American Do It Center in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've had some showers and thunderstorms at times over the region since last evening. The heaviest, though, have been staying west of us in parts of northern Iowa, where there's more moisture available for those storms. Drier air feeding in from the east has been kind of eating away at them as they track across Wisconsin. So just a bit unsettled today. And then the showers should increase again tonight and tomorrow as low pressure sweeps across the Badger states. Although it looks like the heaviest rain with this batch of activity should stay in the northwestern third of the state, where some spots could see well over an inch. Around here probably will be a half inch or less. Otherwise, temperatures will gradually climb heading through the weekend and into next week. Could be rather warm and sticky out there early to mid next week, feeling like summer. There'll be more chances of showers and storms as a frontal system kind of stalls out in the region. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely with highs in the mid-70s, east wind up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of a couple of showers. Temperature again down to 55 with east winds near 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high at 79 degrees. Wind from the east-southeast around 10. More of the same for Sunday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks. Isolated light showers are possible, high 79. For Sunday, partly sunny and warm, 30% chance of thunderstorms by late evening, low 57 with a high of 80. Monday looks warm and sticky with scattered storms possible, low 62, high near 83. Tuesday still humid with a good chance of showers and storms, high 84. Wednesday mixed skies and muggy, 50% chance of thunderstorms. You have yourself a nice morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, we're seeing some sprinkles as it is 59 degrees. That is, that's up from a morning low of 58. So not much warmer, but it is warmer. We have received 1/100 of an inch of rain, 2/100 yesterday. So, yeah, it's adding up slowly. As for the barometer, it's at 30.19, rising slowly, and winds are out of the northeast at 3. Again, with some light sprinkles, we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
The 6 o'clock news is sponsored by The Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From the field to finish, they've got you covered. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to London crashes in northwest India. The plane went down near the airport in the city.